Nationals are being evacuated from China. Earlier today, a plane load of Americans arrived in Anchorage, Alaska from Wuhan, the center of the epidemic. We get a report from the AP's Rita Foley.
First stop, Anchorage, Alaska.
The whole plane erupted into cheers when the crew welcomed them back to the United States.
That's Dr. Ann Zink, Alaska's chief medical officer.
All passengers had already been screened twice before they left China. They were monitored throughout the flight. In Anchorage, the passengers were screened twice more.
Everyone passed the health screening in Anchorage, and then it was on to Southern California for more screening and a temporary stopover. The state health commissioner, Adam Crum, said this is the best possible outcome, and he wished the passengers the best of luck as they complete their journeys home. I'm Rita Foley.
Members of the U.S. Senate will spend much of this day posing questions to the two sides in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell cited the Clinton impeachment of 20 years ago, asking for question and answer session decorum. Here's AP's Sagar Magani.
They have to submit written questions to Chief Justice John Roberts, who will read them aloud and ask for answers. The president's defense team rested yesterday with a final plea.
It is time for this to end. Here and now.
But there may be a setback to its hopes of ending with a fast acquittal. Several Senate Republicans are apparently ready to join Democrats in calling for witnesses. That makes the 2 days of questions and answers vital, allowing each side more time to win over undecided senators before an expected vote Friday on whether to allow witnesses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
To stay up to date on all the news, we invite you online to voanews.com, our website. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. There is disturbing news in the investigation of the helicopter crash that killed former American basketball superstar Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others. We have a report from the AP's Mike Ryan.